Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, February 16, 2021. Transportation Commission meeting, February 2021. The Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on February 9, 2021. The Commission discussed the following items: COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. Although there was an increase during the holidays, commercial airport services are still low at 35% to 40% of 2019 passenger levels. Although freight traffic has remained roughly equivalent to 2019 levels, passenger traffic is approximately 10% to 15% below 2019 levels. RISE, Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, Fund Applications. The Commission was given recommendations on two RISE applications: to construct approximately 1,000 feet of 15th Street Northwest in Sioux Center with a recommended award of $390,000, and to construct approximately 600 feet of 250th Avenue Northwest in Pella with a recommended award of $244,000. Transportation Asset Management, or TAM. An overview was given on pavement management that provided statistics as well as forecasts of future pavement needs. The primary road system includes approximately 25,000 lane miles of pavement, with 16% of those miles being comprised of interstate roadways. Approximately 50% of the system's original pavement is more than 55 years old, and approximately 30% is more than 70 years old. Maintenance and preservation treatments can cost $3,000 to $10,000 per year. Rehabilitations can cost $25,000 per year, and reconstructions can cost $35,000 per year. Linking Iowa's Freight Transportation System, or LIFS. An overview was given of the LIFS program, and a recommendation was given by the Department of Transportation, DOT, on an application to fund. The project is in the first phase of freight station near Council Bluffs, to which the DOT recommends $1.5 million be awarded. Upper Mississippi Inland Waterway Infrastructure. An overview was given by the DOT on the mooring cell pilot project created after a 2019 study that developed investment alternatives to enhance the Upper Mississippi Inland Waterway infrastructure. Mooring cells would be used to tie off barges waiting to proceed through a lock and dam system. These mooring cells would cost approximately $2 million. Currently, the DOT is planning on creating only one mooring cell to test its efficacy. The business meeting was also held on February 9, 2021. The Commission took the following action: administrative rules. The Commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 Iowa Administrative Code 118, logo signing, 261 Iowa Administrative Code 136, lighting, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 180, public improvement quotation process for government entities for vertical infrastructure, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 602, classes of driver's licenses, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 604, license examination, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 605, license issuance, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 607, commercial driver licensing, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 615, sanctions, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 500, interstate registration and operation of vehicles, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 920, State Transit Assistance, 761 Iowa Administrative Code 923 Capital Match Revolving Loan Fund, and 761 Iowa Administrative Code 924 Public Transit Infrastructure Grant Program. RISE Fund Awards. The Commission approved the award of RISE funding for the Sioux City and Pella projects. Program funding recommendations. The Commission approved the pre-applications for fiscal year 2022 Federal Aviation Administration funding and amendments to the fiscal year 2021 State Aviation Program Commercial Vertical Infrastructure Program. Transfer of jurisdiction. The Commission approved the transfer of Old U.S. Highway 67 in Bettendorf from the state to the city of Bettendorf. The next Commission meeting is scheduled for March 9, 2021 and will be held via teleconference. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brinks, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-725-2200.